In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Clubhouse episode. Just got back from Augusta. We've just done a main podcast on it, so make sure you listen, check it out. I've got some juicy gossip to talk about in this podcast.
We left the last podcast on what can only be known as a cliffhanger of all proportions.
It really was. It was a dun.
And I've been sat here for 2 days waiting. Not been home, just signed this jersey for 2 days, 2 nights.
I was just telling Guy then, there was a couple of... should we call them instances? Is that the right word? I can't speak sometimes. I must admit, out of all the times, I'm quite jet lagged today.
Really?
Yeah. I tried to sleep as much as I possibly can on the plane, but really struggled. I don't know why. It wasn't like...
You've worked hard this last week, though,
haven't you?
Thanks,
mate.
Golf course.
It is bloody hard. Like, I know people joke, and I said it to Claire when I got home last night. I said, I'm absolutely knackered, and she kind of looked at me with a bit of a side eye after she'd been looking after the three kids all week. But it's hard work. Not only going to the golf every day.
Yeah. So let me just get this straight. And before you explain yourself, let me just picture what I think you did for a week. You went to Augusta for a week as a guest of Mercedes-Benz. You flew in nice seats, I'll just say that. You were putting up an amazing house. You got chauffeured in every day. You played a bit of golf. You did 1 hour-long podcast of Bernard Langer, which will class as work. Remind me what you did for the rest of the week that was hard.
It was a lot of talking.
Yes, okay.
It's a lot of talking, a lot of interacting, a lot of socializing. As much as loved time with Mercedes-Benz, every evening there was a kind of a function on where you got to get dolled up, and you know, you got
the weather was dead nice as well.
The weather was too
hot.
It was
a windy day as well, to be fair.
We played golf that day.
Yeah,
we had a massive line till about 11 o'clock. But yeah, no, the rest of the time, listen, it was bloody hard. But it was good. We actually got to film some content with actual Augusta National themselves.
Was that the podcast?
Yeah, well, that and a few other things.
Oh, nice.
So on the Wednesday, we got invited to come on to the Augusta National podcast, and that's a new thing that they've launched. It's actually done pretty good numbers on YouTube.
About 90K or something.
But the other episodes have done quite nicely as well. Obviously, our episode is one of the biggest, naturally. And we got to do that at the Amen Corner on the 12th hole, where Marty, the reporter, did a little interview. What's mad is our podcasts aren't edited either.
No.
At all. Like,
unless you swear.
Like, Matt basically does nothing.
No.
And Ed does nothing on these podcasts. Just puts a bit of music on at the front.
Ain't a minute.
And so that podcast, we were probably chatting for maybe 30 minutes. About 8 minutes of it was used.
It's Gusta for you, innit? It's all fake.
So that was a bit disappointing because we talked about loads of things. And then we were gifted, okay, 2 videographers and photographers.
All right.
Okay. To allow us to shoot some content. Work.
Whatever you wanted to. Oh, right. Okay. Grafting.
Work. Let us shoot anything we wanted within the guidelines of Augusta National and the Masters. So we'd have predetermined to, certainly one video that I wanted to film, and this was a reel, Instagram reel. Mm-hmm. And it was me basically explaining the 11th, 12th, and 13th hole, Amen Corner. In a really nice, relaxed way, shoot some B-roll, and their editors were going to edit it and send it over to me. Mm-hmm. Okay. We also did a food review.
That's good.
So we bought all the food from Augusta, from the shop, pento sandwich, egg sandwich, the beers, the ice cream sandwich, and we did a video on that, food review. Seb did a little piece of content on the telephones, special telephones, and I think he did a whole review of the 16th, the photographers were with us for about 2 hours, okay? They shot an outrageous amount of pictures, beautiful pictures, mm. Guy, beautiful. I can only imagine, okay? Can only imagine and you know, in my mind, think about how these pictures were. And we were informed after we shot those pieces of content, we'd actually get the content when we got back to our phones the very same day.
Ideal.
How perfect is that? That's
really perfect.
Like, to be able to release that content of the eve of the Masters 2024. Special.
But what happened to it?
Special. Great question.
Well, has it still not come through?
Really great question. Saturday afternoon, still nothing had come through after many, many requests, and end up sending the email to the big cheeses at Augusta National. I mean, this might have been my last ever Masters. I'll just say
that. I think you're over it.
Might not even be my choice either. we got sent a very, 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 very small selection of pictures and not all the videos. We got the food review back, but it didn't quite fit in with the other stuff that we shot, which was really disappointing, to be honest with you, because I feel like we filmed some really, really solid content. We were a guest on their podcast, spent a lot of time helping promote the podcast, and unfortunately just didn't really reciprocate the love.
You know who wouldn't do that? The RNA.
The RNA would not do that.
They'd have it sent over to you too fast. Arguably, you would be annoyed at how quick the email came through.
And I think they'd send too many pictures.
They would. The absolutely open would do, but who am I to pick sides? I think that's,
unfortunately, it's not the way things are done at Augusta National.
No.
So,
do you know how easily, by the way, I could be bought? I'm saying this now, I'm picking the side of the Open and the R&A, but I could very easily this time next year be sat here telling you and as if it's absolutely gospel that the Masters is the biggest and the best championship major.
Well, unfortunately, I think we may have missed out on any opportunity to ever get a media application, and potentially I might have jeopardised any possibilities of ever getting an invite again.
Well, you know, because there's some media platforms who are like smaller that have gone.
Oh, I know.
Why don't we get to go as a media brand?
It's another really, really great question, Guy.
Imagine doing daily podcast there in the club.
Tell me about it.
The Masters Club.
It'd be great, wouldn't it?
Tell me about it. So, unfortunately, I don't think that opportunity is ever going to present itself. Our face mustn't quite fit, unfortunately. So that was a bit frustrating.
Am I too good looking for the Masters? Is that what it is?
I think it's either that or
something you've done.
Yeah.
Well, what's this Tommy story that you're going to
So Saturday afternoon, okay? I'd had a few azaleas, right? Now, I know what azalea actual ingredients are.
Go on, it is nice.
Vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any particular brand? A goose?
They did tell me, but no, it's just a generic vodka.
Blends.
Okay? Tito's.
A decent amount of vodka, okay? This is the secret ingredient, okay? Minute Made lemonade.
Elaborate.
So in America, lemonade is not the same as we see lemonade, is it?
I don't know.
Like, we see lemonade as being 7-Up and Sprite.
Correct.
That's not lemonade.
Right.
Like, not even a little bit. Lemonade in America is like lemonade.
Like when you see a cartoon in America and they do make a lemonade stand at the Simpsons house, for example.
It's like actual lemony. Right. Like Sprite and 7-Up. Because if you went and said, oh, can I get a lemonade? You're not going to get a can of Sprite and 7-Up.
Right. You're going to get lemon juice.
A Sprite, a 7-Up. Right. Now, it's fizzy. It's lemonade, but it's proper.
Cloudy lemonade, isn't it?
It's, yeah.
More like San Pellegrino.
Yeah.
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 Sometimes they're flat as well, though. So they're not always fizzy.
Oh, this was fizzy. So really that, good. Minute Maid lemonade, yeah. I've already invested in the company. And grenadine, okay? Little of that grenadine, okay? It's the most... And then a little golf club mixer. Which I think I've got some of them from last year. And then a toothpick. With a slice of orange, and a cherry.
Mm.
Okay, that goes in there. Just give it a stir.
How long does it take to drink one of these? Seconds.
Seconds. Ed, it'd be like a record. Ed, you would honestly, I'd be scared with you on them. You'd drink them like fizzy pop.
Mm.
They go down so, so unbelievably well. And the barman that we used, called Kyle, always said to me, I won't do an American accent because I'll only offend people. Like, he'd always say light on the ice, mm-hmm. okay? So I didn't want too much ice.
Okay.
I think that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Because that means more alcohol goes in there. So Saturday, we got there about 11 o'clock and we started to enjoy some azaleas, okay? And you don't just do one azalea at a go, you do two azaleas at a go. And you have them in takeout cups, you have a little run around the golf course, you come back to the hospitality house, bang, two more azaleas there. You don't queue, you don't wait, bang, there, okay? So you start drinking a few more. Throughout the day, I drank a few, okay? I wouldn't like to put a number on it because I think that's disrespectful.
Okay? Kyle.
But it was plenty. Yeah, as Ed just said, then I would have collected many, many, many cups, okay? I could have recycled them all and probably crafted a very big piece of something out of plastic. Anyway, so...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Tommy had just finished. Bryson had just finished. Bryson held out his shot on the last in it. So
yes,
I was in the hospitality house watching. I was like, "Oh, go and see my mate Bryson."
Oh no.
Okay. So I come out of the hospitality house. I go straight up the 18th, and he's there, kind of doing interviews.
Bryson.
I was thinking he's gonna spot me here. And as soon as I came outside, the fresh air definitely hit me.
The fresh air sniper.
And I was like, "Oh Jesus!" And Augusta fresh air hits you hard after azaleas. Yeah. And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm feeling this now." So I hung around for a bit, and I was like, "No, let's." Go back home. So I went back to the house, maybe had a couple more azaleas. Then Tommy finished. It's like, Tommy! God. Tommy!
It's like texting all your exes, bladded.
It's a good job I didn't have a phone. Yeah. So I'm like, I'll go see Tommy. So I know Tommy. I know that guy on the TV. So again, straight up to the 18th near the clubhouse. I'm thinking Tommy will... He'll probably invite me into the clubhouse and probably...
Next thing, you're caddying on the Sunday for him. Rick, come on, you're my caddy now.
So I was there, I was hanging around, and I was like, right, I've had enough now. So, about half an hour later, starting to go dark. I think Tommy was in one of the final groups, starting to go dark, right? And people are starting to leave because all the golf's finished now, okay? And I was tempted at that point. It would have been a terrible mistake, but I was very tempted to walk the entire golf course.
Just because you were a bit drunk, why not?
It was quiet, and yeah. I'd had a few azaleas. And I'd been double sniped now by Augusta Fresh Air. So I then, at the corner of my eye, because right near 18th is the putting green, okay? Thinking, there's the putting green. Who walks on? Not only Tommy and Bill Kenyon.
Oh, right, okay. But no, and both. Both been on the podcast.
I was like, this is a race. But what I didn't realise, obviously for them, it's the pre-practice and final tweaks and preparation for possibly one of Tommy's biggest tournaments.
Serious
of his
stuff.
Life. Very, very serious.
Wouldn't
stuff.
Want to disturb him.
Wouldn't want to disturb him.
Imagine this, right? You're there, you're practicing, you're grinding, you've put a lot of work in for this. This is a moment of your life to potentially win the Masters or, you know, come top three, top four. And you're practicing with your coach, arguably the best putting coach in the world in Phil Kenyon. And next thing, Ricky Shields comes out the corner of your eye.
Azalean up to the eyeballs.
Yeah. That's not happened, is it?
Exactly what happened. So I was like, I'm there chatting to Tommy, and he's kind of like, he's like, have you had a few drinks? I'm like, I've had a few drinks. So we had a little exchange, little fist pump, little good luck tomorrow, this, that, and the other, right? And I was with Seb at this point. We'd lost each other, and at this point, you don't, if you lose each other, you lost each other. But we're the only two really left there right now, okay? Security is starting to usher us out. Now, I don't remember this, and I think Seb might have been lying to me a little bit here, and so I'll have to get Tommy's clarification on this at some point when we're getting back on the podcast. Apparently, as I was walking off, I didn't want to say F.
Go on. You didn't say F off Tommy.
No, I started like chanting Tommy. Tommy!
As he's practicing. Oh my God. What on earth?
So apparently I'm chanting Tommy's name. When Seb was telling me this next day, I'm sweating. I've not texted Tommy since. Oh. I've not asked him. I've not apologised. I mean, in my defence, I think it really helped him finishing top three.
Yeah.
So in my defence, would he have scored as well on the final day without my words of encouragement? Maybe not.
You know what? I'm going to say this now. I think Tommy probably would have gone, thought I was quite funny. I think Phil Kenyon's disappointed in you, though. I think he'll have just shook his head, Phil Kenyon.
He would have been, I might never be able to speak to him ever again.
Yeah, he'll look down on you now. Tommy might go, I think Phil.
Phil Kenyon's the one that will hold it over me for the rest of my life.
As he should.
And he'll probably tell everyone about it.
Yeah. Well, one of his players won, so he might forgive you. Scotty Scheffler won.
I mean, he almost had top three players in the world. He had top three. Well, he didn't have Oberg, but yeah.
Does he do Homer?
Does Homer.
Wow. That's going to been a profitable week for Phil Kenyon.
So, listen, if I'd give him a few chance, I think we would have probably been a bit more annoyed. I wasn't shouting, Kenyon, Kenyon.
Imagine if you were, that'd be weirder. The drunk guy that goes around majors. Maybe that could be one for the Open at Troon.
Cheering on the coach.
If you do that at the Open at Troon, that's your mission.
Well, no, because I'm teetotal now.
Okay. When did that start?
Straight after that incident.
Right, yeah.
Straight after. My last alcoholic drink.
Ever?
Might be an Azalea at Augusta.
The word
National.
Might be just is why there's no definite teetotalism in there.
Oh, right.
If you were teetotal, it would be that was the last one.
Okay.
Are you doing tokens anyway? I thought you're giving yourself 10 tokens a year.
I've used them all.
All 10 on one. Each drink is a token.
Yeah. So for those listening who aren't aware, Rick, obviously this year was planning on being not a sober year, but certainly having these occasional blowouts where you gave yourself, was it 10 tokens initially?
Yeah. I think I just, my issue was I checked in the token at the wrong time.
Yeah. You did it, well, you had the stag do, didn't you, beforehand? Yeah,
the
a couple
stag
of tokens.
Do in Glasgow, that smashed a few tokens, and then I just continued it, and then really, is Saturday at the Masters with, you know, my professional reputation on the line, the time to drink a lot of Azaleas and
with Mercedes-Benz sponsor.
I start chanting Tommy's name at the top of my voice walking down the 18th hole.
It feels like that would have worked at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
The Open even.
Yeah.
USPGA, no one watches, that's fine.
Not the Masters,
no.
As I'm getting ushered out by security. So next day, the problem was, if that was the final day, I could have lived myself. Cause I'm like, well, no, I won't see these people again for a long time. It was the Saturday. So I had to go back on the Sunday with the tail between my legs, thinking, oh my God, what else did I say to everyone? And as soon as I walked in the hospitality house, Kyle went, oh, are you drinking today? I'm thinking, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
This is, you've got your vibe all wrong. I'm thinking realistically, it's 2024, Rick Shields has been to the Masters three times, he's played Augusta National. Your vibe should be that really cool guy that's not wearing Masters merch, as we said in the last podcast. You're in a very plain outfit, maybe got a pair of sunglasses on, just chilling, just very kind of quiet. But you've got like a bottle of water that you're walking around with. Everyone's like, why does Rick always have a bottle of water? That's just his thing. He's just very, it's what he does. And you've got wearing a Whoop band, getting loads of sleep, really fresh.
I know. I've really let myself down the last 3 weeks. Not been training anywhere near as much.
No.
I've, I've got a London Marathon on Sunday.
Oh, sugar.
I'm running the London Marathon on Sunday.
Oh, I forgot about that as well.
And by the way, if you would like to sponsor, please put a link down in the description below. We'd love to get over £5,000 for sponsorship. So I put a link down below.
Was that you asking us to put a link down? You said, please put a link down below. Was that you asking us in the audience?
Please click the link down below and support a wonderful charity to help support parents of children with cancer. So I'm running for It's Never You charity. that's coming Sunday.
And how
in the back of my mind.
What? When did you last run?
Should be in the front of your mind.
Should be your mind.
I did two runs while I was in Augusta.
Oh, nice. So,
but 5K. And the second one, I nearly died.
It's just your luck that it's rumour has it that Eliud Kipchoge, before he broke the record, had plenty of azaleas in his system just the weekend out from it.
That's good. It's been terrible preparation. I was so confident about the marathon, and now I'm going into this weekend scared.
Is that just your vibe, though? You're not the guy that's going to prepare for something, really, are you? Let's be honest. You're a last minute.
Yesterday was probably one of my most... I had to get on 3 planes yesterday to get home. Loved it. I just loved it. I loved all the excitement. I booked a flight, as late as last minute as I possibly... I was just about to fly into Heathrow. So I flew from Augusta to Boston. Iona Stephen was on our flight, actually.
Oh, nice. She's actually left me on red. I asked her about playing golf this week. She did not come back to me.
That's not nice.
But she has messaged me first, so...
And then we thought we were going to be on the same flight from Boston to Heathrow. Oddly enough, her flight set off half an hour earlier than ours, so we weren't on the same flight. And just as I was sat on the tarmac, I was like, I'm landing to Heathrow. I'm actually getting home. So I had to book a flight from Heathrow to Manchester. Wow, Manchester. I really enjoyed it. Seb didn't get his golf clubs back from Boston.
Wow.
So that was a bit frustrating for him. No, I did get all my stuff back. How Heathrow Airport operates, I have no idea. No. Honestly, there's so many bags just left. And there's people's belongings, you know.
Always have an AirTag in your bag is my...
Always have an air tag in the back.
Well, that was good. Good luck with the marathon. It'll be in 2 days' time.
Thanks.
I'm hoping that you raise a lot of money. I'm hoping that you beat your time of last year, which you should do. You've done a bit more training than you did last year. A
little bit.
In a way. That was a little clubhouse spesh.
Enjoy, and we'll see you. I'm probably not going to be on Monday. I've just run a bloody marathon. Tuesday, I'll be back in to do a
podcast. Just walked a marathon. I just ran half a marathon and walked half.
So Tuesday we'll podcast ready for Wednesday.
Okay, that's fine.
Just to warn everyone.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.